the location and duration of the closure will remain the same. Since 2008, harbor porpoise bycatch appears to be higher during February and March as compared to historically, when bycatch was highest in October and November. Adjusting the closure to begin in February should result, therefore, in fewer harbor entanglements in commercial gillnet gear if fishing behavior is consistent with recent years. With the closure scheduled to begin soon, I felt it was imperative that we act quickly to evaluate this new information given the benefits to both harbor porpoise and fishermen. Normally, we would have waited to share this information with the team of fishermen, environmentalists, scientists, and managers who developed the original harbor porpoise gillnet fishery plan when they meet in late October. My decision in no way reflects a lack of appreciation for the partnership we have with this team, who I talked with earlier this morning. We very much value this partnership and will continue to rely on their collective knowledge and expertise to identify long-term solutions to reduce fishery harbor porpoise interactions. Our goal, like that of the team, is to protect harbor porpoise, and this action helps accomplish that goal. I want to express my appreciation to the members of the Northeast Seafood Coalition for their offer to do more to help reduce harbor porpoise entanglements during October and November. It is critical that gillnet fishermen use the appropriate number of pingers, which are acoustic deterrent devices developed by fishermen, to ensure that they are properly working in all required areas. Proper pinger use is especially important in the Massachusetts Bay and Stellwagen Bank management areas beginning October 1st, which is a month earlier than otherwise required. By using pingers effectively in the past, fishermen were able to reduce harbor porpoise's entanglements from a high of nearly 1,500 animals per year to 310 animals per year. We need that same amount of focused attention to reduce harbor porpoise entanglements now. Working together, we can protect harbor porpoises and keep fishermen on the water. That concludes my statement. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me time in the council meeting.
And thank you, John, for a piece of good news today. I think that indicates a cooperative effort between the industry and the service, and I think that those are the kinds of things that we'd all like to see more of in the future, but thank you for that.